Welcome to the What Did Jesus Say Movement podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say Movement.
Our scripture lesson today is found in the New Testament book of John, chapter 20. We'll be reading verses 19 to 23. Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. Jesus, Mary's baby, has died on the cross in your place. And in my place, he's been buried and he has risen from the dead. 11 of his disciples are fearful because of what happened to Jesus. So they're fearful of the Jews. So they have locked themselves behind closed doors. Now, I said 11. Thomas is missing. Jesus appears suddenly in their midst and gives them four post-resurrection directives. The first one says, peace be unto you. In other words, don't be afraid. The word peace means the absence of fear, strife, and stress. In other words, Jesus is saying to the 11 disciples, I'm the Prince of Peace. My words are true. I arose from the dead just like I said I would do. You don't need to be afraid. I'm here with you, and my words are true, and they don't return void. They do what I send them to do. I can imagine in my sanctified imagination that they remembered, oh, that's right. He told us prior to going to the cross, peace, I leave with you. I give unto you not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He told them that in John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus is alive. He rose victorious over death and the grave. So we no longer need to fear death or anything. As a Christian, we too will raise up from the dead, just like Jesus did on the day of the rapture. When Jesus comes back to get the church, the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with him to meet the Lord in the air. So there's nothing to fear about death. It's just a transition. God's promises are true. God is not a man that he will lie. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. God's purposes will always prevail. Jesus arose from the dead. He got up. And so what that means to us is we can get up too from a lifestyle of sin. We can get up too from bondage. Anything that has you in bondage, you can get up from that. We can also get up from mental illness, depression, any other mental illness. We can get up. Now, the second directive, as my Father sendeth me, even so I send you. What that means is God wants us to be a witness. And so, in other words, he's saying to those 11 disciples, I fulfilled my purpose of saving the world by dying on the cross and arising from the dead. Now it's time for you to go tell the world that I made salvation available to everyone. Jesus said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Who's the world? Everybody that's ever been born. That he gave his only begotten son, that's Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so I imagine they remembered that he told them before his death, ye shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. He told them that in John chapter 15, verse 27. And Jesus commanded his disciples in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. He told them, go into all the world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. God expects all of his people, his disciples, his followers, all Christians to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be a witness. He doesn't just expect clergy to do it. He also expects laity to do it. Your pastor does not have access to the people that you have access to. And so Jesus wants us to be a witness. He wants us to witness with our behavior. We want to do the things that bring God glory. And he also wants us to witness with our mouth, to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ instead of the bad news of gossip. Now, the third point, the third directive is, receive ye the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Godhead. The Godhead is God the Father, God the Son, which is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is God in action. It's the Holy Spirit who empowers us. Jesus said to them, receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus breathed on them to receive the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is needed to effectively and efficiently spread the gospel and share the gospel in the world. You can't do it the right way without the power of the Holy Ghost. Again, in my sanctified imagination, I imagine it like, oh yeah, I remember he told us that. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. He told them that in John chapter 14, verse 16. In the last days, we must receive and rely on the Holy Ghost to live for God and to evangelize and serve him. The fourth and final directive was, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retained, they are retained. The word remit means to cancel or to forgive. Jesus is omniscient. And so he knew the disciples would face religious persecution, and he wanted them to say, like Stephen did when he was stoned to death, forgive them, lay not their sins to this charge. I believe they remembered, he said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive men not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. He told them that in Matthew 6:14. Not forgiving someone blocks our blessings. In Matthew 18:22, Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive somebody's trespasses against me? And Jesus said to him, until 70 times 70. Now, he wasn't telling him to walk around with the calculator and calculating how many times. But in other words, whenever someone's trespasses against us, we are to forgive them no matter how many times.
Thanks for tuning in today. New episodes will be released the last Monday of each month. Please subscribe so you will automatically receive new podcasts when they are released. Also, please share the podcast with your friends, family, church family, and others. We pray God's richest blessing upon you in your Christian journey.